I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and Duracool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
When you go out to a nice restaurant and sit down to order a meal, do you automatically look to make sure there's a salt shaker on the table? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. High intake of table salt is bad for older adults due to side effects which can cause fluid retention, increase heart rate, stroke, kidney disease, and cognitive impairment. The recommended limit is 1 teaspoon daily. Our bodies need a little bit of salt to survive, but the amount we eat is far more than what is required. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County District Attorney's Office praises signing of AB 46. Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association announces November ballot initiative. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. District Attorney Dan Dow celebrated the signing of AB 46 into law yesterday, citing it as a major victory for crime victims and public safety in California. The law will go into effect January 1st, 2027. It restores judges' discretion to deny mental health diversion when an offender poses a substantial and undue risk to the physical safety of others. Current penal codes offer treatment instead of incarceration to individuals whose mental illness significantly contributed to their behavior. However, current law requires judges to grant these diversions once certain criteria are met. AB 46 will give judges the ability to consider dangerousness and treatment substantially before granting diversion. This reform will help keep some very dangerous mentally ill offenders off the street while preserving treatment options for defendants who can safely and appropriately benefit from diversion, according to the DA's office. The bill is authored by Assemblywoman Stephanie Wynn. As it is the fifth Tuesday of the month, there will be no Paso Robles or Atascadero City Council meetings tonight. Additionally, last week was the last Paso Robles School Board meeting until the start of the 2026-27 school year in August. Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association announces November ballot initiative. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association reached a compromise with state lawmakers over its two-thirds vote requirement initiative for the November ballot. The state legislature voted to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot, which would tighten the requirements to enact, extend, or increase local special tax initiatives. A simple majority would instead require a two-thirds majority under the new law if passed. Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association president described it as a tremendous turnaround. They also agreed to withdraw their original initiative from the ballot as a result of this compromise. They say they anticipate it will pass overwhelmingly with a large coalition of supporters. America's 250th anniversary is approaching this Saturday, July 4th, with several options in San Luis Obispo County for celebrating. Paso Robles' annual 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park kicks off at 4 p.m. This event draws in over 10,000 attendees each year and will feature live entertainment, food, activities, and of course its fireworks show in the evening. Templeton's 4th of July parade will start at 9:30 a.m. at Templeton Park. Roads will close at 8:30 a.m. prior to the parade. The parade will loop around South Main Street, 8th Street, Crocker Street, and Gibson Road. Atascadero's 4th of July Music Festival will be held at the Lake Park Bandstand from 2 to 8 p.m. In Morro Bay, the first ever Independence Day drone show will be held on Friday, July 3rd. 200 drones will take to the sky from Tidelands Park and then out to the bay. A reminder that all fireworks, including Safe and Sane fireworks, are prohibited in unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the County Air Pollution Control District, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn this morning starting at 10 a.m. near 3270 Gilardi Road in San Luis Obispo. The operation will reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Smoke will be present in the area. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Athletics 9-4, the Mariners over the Angels 6-2, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 5-4, the Cubs over the Padres 3-2, Tigers beat the Yankees 7-3. Tonight, the Angels will face the Mariners, the Giants will go against the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers will face the Athletics, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom signed the state's 2026-27 state budget yesterday, releasing a video that outlines the philosophy of the budget. There's no projected deficit this year or the next for the proposed $352 billion budget. It holds nearly $30 billion in reserves. The state's excise gas tax will rise by 2.2 cents starting this Wednesday, July 1st. This will bring California's gas tax to 63.4 cents per gallon. This applies to only the state's excise tax, and it is separate from federal and sales taxes that are included at the pump. A 138-year-old Catholic private school is now being forced to shut down after agreeing to pay nearly $400 million to hundreds of clergy sex abuse survivors. The Archdiocese of San Francisco will compensate 530 survivors who say they were abused by clergy members as children. The private school opened in 1888 and recently transformed into a K-8 micro school with multi-age classrooms. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. President Donald Trump is calling for more farm assistance funding.
We also called on Congress to pass a supplemental funding bill that will provide $11 billion in relief towards specialty crops and helping our great agricultural producers rebound from the losses that they had due to the Biden administration's horrible, horrible rules and regulations. So we're going to be getting an $11 billion payment in relief to our farmers.
That audio from Local 12 TV in Cincinnati. If approved, the new request would build on the $12 billion already dispersed to farmers this year as producers struggle with high production costs, low crop prices, trade pressures, and impacts from the war with Iran. Farm industry groups say that earlier aid helped growers prepare for spring planting but was not enough to make them whole. Fuel and fertilizer prices have also surged this spring due to shipping disruptions in the Middle East, though flows have improved somewhat after Washington and Tehran reached an initial plan to wind down the conflict. The White House proposal includes $1.1 billion specifically for Florida farmers recovering from severe winter storms in late 2025 and early 2026. The supplemental funding request also includes a call for Congress to approve permanent year-round sales of E15. If Congress approves the full request, farm payments could reach about $55.4 billion this year, the highest share since 2001.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for quality selection and volume. Join Superior July 6th through the 10th for the Week in the Rockies video auction from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, featuring more than 240,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock from top ranches across the country. Superior's Week in the Rockies has the loads to fit your needs. View every lot online and register to bid today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss Week in the Rockies, July 6th through the 10th, only at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Flies don't just bother cattle, they steal performance. That's why there's a smarter way to fight back. SmartLick fly control tubs help stop flies where they start. Available with Clarify larvicide and Altacid IGR, these feed-through tubs work while your cattle graze. The result? Fewer flies, less stress, better performance. Feed smarter, not harder. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. In 2017, as dozens of wildfires ravaged California's wine country, University of California Davis researcher Natalia Pinzon witnessed the devastation firsthand. The experience showed Pinzon the necessity of including farmers and ranchers in the state's wildfire preparedness and mitigation efforts. She said farmers play an important part in preventing wildfires by reducing wildfire fuels, for example. They also create the social infrastructure that is so important during disaster response, Pinzon told Ag Alert in an interview. During a disaster, what we need most for immediate response is integrated social networks and integrated communities that can leverage existing resources quickly and mobilize. That can make a huge difference for a community's ability to survive an event like this. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Sunny skies Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, mid 80s on Monday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in early trading on the last day of the quarter and first half of the year. The Nasdaq could be closing out its best quarter in 6 years. Any gains for the Dow today will be another record. Crude oil prices are a little changed. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is at $73 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $70. Alphabet parent of Google opened narrowly lower after it rose 4% yesterday, its first session as part of the Dow Jones Industrials. Now that Comcast is breaking up its cable and tech operations from NBC Universal, there's speculation on Wall Street the media business could be a takeover target. Though if Netflix is interested, analysts say it would face the same challenges it did when it wanted to purchase Warner Brothers Discovery. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners, but quietly one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is set and ready to go, go, go. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental and El Camino Real, Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Some folks know about it, some don't.
Don't.
Some will learn to shout it, some won't.
Won't.
But sooner or later, baby, here's a ditty. Say you're gonna have to get right down
to the real nitty gritty.
Let's get right down to the real nitty gritty now. One, two.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, Barry, he'll be taking a lot of time off this summer, as he always does, well-earned, but he's here this afternoon, and he's loaded. He'll have Jan Wolf and Juanita McDaniel, the Atascadero Republican Women's Federated, lots to go over, including our county Republicans, Slo County Republicans, being locked out of volunteer poll worker jobs for the clerk recorder's office, And also in the 1 o'clock hour, multi-generational grape and grain society. Jay Leach, Kaylin Clark, and Will Barnaby will be here. And lots of things on the multi-generational look at the culture, politics, and the state of our country and the world from that view. So very interesting. All right, whatever may be on your mind, let's see here a text. Birthright citizenship. Someone should send this to the Supreme Court for guidance on today's decision. This common sense. What are you referring to? Do you get it now? I have no idea. All right, but thanks for sending that anyway. Which, by the way, I saw something regarding the... there was a story yesterday, and I don't know if it was in California or in Arizona, but the ICE agents, you know, those terrible people that Bruce Gibson doesn't want anything to do with, and they're creating havoc, or I forget the exact term he used in last week's board meeting of the week before, about them causing whatever havoc or whatever other term he used. Those nasty ICE agents, they were able to arrest 15 illegals who had criminal history from rape to murder. They're terrible people, Bruce, these ICE agents taking these angels off the street, aren't they? That's just amazing. Also, this may be driving some people crazy here in the state of California. The new state budget that Newsom signed includes $55 million for the DMV to have a data sharing system, a program meant to bring the state in compliance with the federal Real ID law. Now, imagine that. You and I had to get the Real ID. Well, you didn't have to, but if you want to travel and go to get into certain places, you need to get the Real ID. Ended up not being a big deal, but I still have questions regarding that. So, the identification that what this is, it's an outside network, and they will be able to authorize it. They will share the data passed, and they'll pass it along. And, of course, those who are concerned that we can still allow 15 people who are rapists and murderers to stay in the state, this information could expose people to deportation. Now, I know this isn't possible, but for those of you that want to continue to pay your tax dollars to people who are not in this state legally, particularly those with criminal records, would you be willing to pay for that so I don't have to? Or you can even, you know, put one of those little houses in your backyard and have them stay with you, okay? So people are concerned about people that are breaking the law being deported. Imagine that. Okay? So that's going on. It's surprising in the state of California that this is at least maybe coming forward or will be. Also, the remarks from your governor on the budget. He is claiming that the budget is balanced. Well, thank goodness we have some people up in Sacramento who are supposed to be independent. And I forget the legislative analyst office or something like that. This is just more BS coming out of the mouth of the governor. Now, him and his leaders, they describe the 26-27 budget as a balanced spending plan with zero deficit. Well, they forgot about such things as the transfer from emergency reserve and off-book loans, such as delaying payment on $3.9 million. In reality, the $351 million budget and its $250 million general fund would spend as much as $20 million more than the state expects to receive in revenues during the fiscal year. Now, let's not forget that the budget under Newsom has increased 40%. 40%. What have we gotten? Well, we've got nicer home units for homeless people. Our roads aren't any better, but he's doing a great job. Now, Newsom and the legislators, and I guess you can say, as I always have to tag this along, the people have been overspending revenues in the last 4 years. Now, if you go back, remember when he declared that the state had a $97.5 billion surplus, basing on what the administration later acknowledged was a $165 billion error. So he comes out and says, well, we're good. We, you know, we got the surplus of 97.5 when in fact there was a little error there in projecting the future revenues of just $165 billion. They must have some really stupid people in the accounting department if they can be that far off. Okay. Now, the overspending since 2022 is at $125 billion. All right. So by, again, this is from analysis, the budget advisors and so forth, projects an operating deficit continuing through the next governor's first four-year term, and that could go as high as $8.4 billion more. The deficit spending makes California ill-equipped to cope with revenue downturn, because that happens in the economy. It always does and always will. So, they once again, it is being misrepresented. Well, no, it's not being misrepresented. Again, I need to correct myself and say these are lies. These are lies, or creative accounting is another term that's often used with many people in politics. So what does that mean in the future? Well, gee, it may mean they're going to have to come back to you and say, hey, folks, we need more money. We need more money, okay? So that's, we're going to have some bonds, raise some taxes, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't seem to end, and as we all know, or most of us do, that the results are not there. They're simply false promises. Now, Chris mentioned some of the things here in the county, and let's not forget the Measure G passed the Robles Joint Unified School District. They will consider, have considered a general obligation bond. That's a measure authorizing up to $205 million for improvements. Now, again, we need to stress this. People may see that $205 million, which is a lot of money, but it's not $205 million. It's over $400 million. And again, remind people, you are already paying on the last two school bonds, and you're also paying on the Cuesta College school bond. So you've got three bonds you're paying for with your property taxes. And now this. And let's not forget that more and more people are not owning property. Okay? Now, I know people, yeah, Kevin, but they pass the price along to, or the increase along to the, the residents that are renting. Well, that may be true in some cases, but let's remember, many elected officials in this state are trying to implement total rent control throughout the state. There are some cities in the state that have rent control, but they want to see it widespread. And also, let's not forget that there are many people who will be able to vote on this who are in public housing, and this will have no effect on their property or their rent increases. Let's not forget that. So when you say, well, it's just passed along, nope. It's not that cut and dry. Not at all. It's your money. And then on top of that, we have the Measure H, the SLOCOG transportation improvements. It's going to add half cents tax to every dollar spent in the county with the potential now to generate $35 million a year for local transportation. That's going to include walking paths and bike lanes, by the way. And that way, the way it's written, then the county then is, we're going to start fixing up the roads, local roads first. That's the it. Refer to the voters for the local roads first.
Well, you put homeless first on the priorities by the current group of supervisors. So which is it? Is it local roads first or is it the homeless first? Which one? Okay. Now, no doubt, well, it's obvious the Central Coast Taxpayers Association opposes this. But so think of all the potential taxes, at least now, that we can see in the future. And you know darn well, because this is California, come January 1st, there'll be some other initiative that's going to be a tax increase one way or the other, not necessarily on your property taxes, because that's a whole different ball of wax as far as the votes and so forth. But there can be rules, regulations, and so forth, and it just will continue to go on. So these are things that you can't take off your mind when you are getting ready to vote in November. I know it's a way out, but you need to talk about it, do as much research as possible, talk to friends, neighbors, and so forth, and pound it into them. Because when everybody is complaining about the cost of living, you need to take a look at yourselves. You need to take a look at yourself. So there's just a couple of things. All right, what else do we have here? I mentioned the gas tax coming your way, and that starts tomorrow, 2.2% cents, rather, more per gallon on the petrol that we use to go drive to and from work. So we're about $1.65 more than the national average, and obviously because of the taxes. All right, so maybe you have some thoughts regarding that one or anything else here on this delightful morning as we get ready for the 4th of July. And, you know, one of the things about the 4th of July that I'm seeing, and Chris, again, I know that this has come up, but it's going to continue to come up, is I'm not going to say, I don't know the amount, but I saw something yesterday that more and more cities are going to drones for their fireworks. And I guess in today's world, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
With fireworks being prohibited, yeah.
Well, that, and also, again, from what I've read, that the drone fireworks are a hell of a lot safer. So I can see the push. And again, I've never, you know, I know you asked me to go on, or they're online, you can kind of see a sample of it. I haven't done that. And I'm just wondering if anybody has, is there a difference between the fireworks that you see from the drones or the, you know, the traditional fireworks? Do they make the same noise, Chris?
No, they're not fireworks at all. They're just drones flying around, making like shapes, figures, and stuff like that. It's like a drawing in the sky.
Okay, well, I, you know, again, just from the technology and the amazing things that we can do with technology, I have to believe that somebody's going to come up with one where they can add in the sound effects, because that's, I know you don't like the sound effects over in the neighborhood. But there's something about these, you know, with the, you know, when they whistle and they go up in the air and then you hear the explosion. You know, I think most of us kind of get a little thrill out of that. Animals, maybe not, but I think most of us kind of get our little jollies for the one night, or, well, not necessarily one night, because there are people who do that on New Year's Eve as well. But anyway, that's probably the trend of the future. I'm just guessing, but always interested to see or hear from people who may have experienced the drone 4th of July. And I guess you can, well, not guess, but if it's safer, why not? But let's put in the sound effects too. Sound effects are important, at least for me, when it comes to fireworks. So, which, Chris, did you ever light off fireworks as a kid?
No, I was terrified of fireworks as a kid. My family did them, but I didn't light them off myself.
Did you like them?
No, I hated them. I would
even then.
Yes, I would run into the house, find the furthest room, and just hide there till the fireworks show was done.
Gosh, man, that's so nobody in the family cared that you didn't like them.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, well, I always got a, no pun intended, but I always got a bang out of the fireworks. And it's funny because I don't like lighting things. I just don't like I kind of burned my hand when I was a kid, so I guess that was a lesson. I just don't like it, but I would light some fireworks. And because as kids, we were always able to get them, and they were called, we had some M80s, ash cans, and black cats. I don't remember how or who I got them from, but and it wasn't just me, but we had these kids in the neighborhood. We would do this on July 4th, and now with the parents, we would do the, what I would call, as I got older, I would say, the sparklers. You know, those things you light and you just twirl? And, you know, that would be, again, when we were kids, we would do it on the terrace, and it was like, ooh, this is nice, but I'm just guessing probably about 9 or 10 is like, I want some more. This isn't cutting it. So somehow, maybe through my older brother that he knew some guys, and I don't know where I got the money or anything to do the all the other stuff that was illegal. The grocery clerk, okay, that's great. I don't know why you would do that. I don't know if you would say this. I'll throw this out. The grocery clerk asked me what I was doing for the 4th. I told her I don't celebrate the 4th. I'm a democratic socialist. I'd be willing to bet that you did not say that. And why would you want to start an argument or put somebody in a position if she's a clerk just trying to be friendly? Wouldn't do that at all. That would be, I would consider rate. Let's see here. The Birthright Citizen memo says, do you get it now? If my neighbor's cow jumps the fence and gives birth in my yard, it's not my cow or my calf. Okay, maybe you can use that argument in front of the Supreme Court, see if they throw you out or not, but I like it. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to bring up my kind of thought process on the bonds for the property taxes. Mm-hmm. I think people tend to, I guess, be more okay with it or not think much about it, because to me it's similar like spending money on your credit card, buying it online. It's a lot easier to do that than actually put the cash out to buy something. So it's out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. They pay their taxes on the house, and you know, who knows what the whole thing is made of, but they still pay the taxes, and sure, go ahead, add the bond. It's just another whatever a month or per year, depending on how they pay it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we're not talking a year here. We're talking 20, 30 years.
Right, but they just see it as, well, we pay taxes. This is my opinion, that people see it as, oh, I pay taxes anyways. What's this little amount going to matter? And it's just like buying stuff with your credit card online.
Why do you think that mentality exists?
I don't think I do, but I don't think people tend to equate it with actual money. So in their minds, it's just easier because it's not money. It's just, you know, you swipe your card, you put your card number in, and it does something for you. And most people have a ton of credit card debt. So again, they're just paying that monthly bill on their credit cards. Oh, well, but I get this, you know?
Well, the other thing about this bond I should mention, when it's a reality over $400 million, is, you know, because I've seen, well, it's only, and again, I'm just using a number here. Well, it's only, you know, $39 or whatever, but that's based on the value, the $100,000 value of your home. It's not, you know, somebody made you see that. Well, that's only $36. What's the big deal? Well, multiply that by, if you have a house, $600,000 to $700,000. Okay.
Yeah. I totally get it.
So I'm guessing that you will be voting no on this bond.
Correct, correct, correct.
How about the Slocog one?
I tend to vote no on anything like that. Anything that wants more from us or, puts, I'm a no person.
I am too. I don't know if I've ever voted for a bond or a measure that increased the taxes, because it's always been my belief, and again, I'm going back a few years, that government mismanages the money we give them, so I don't want to give them
100%.
More. 100%. And
we have to, when we can't spend our, when we don't have enough, we have to adjust our budgets, but the government doesn't. They just take more from us.
And they misplace it.
Yes, yes, they do.
I mean, look at the stories around the nation on the billions of dollars of fraud in this country.
Oh, right? And then they, well, I was going to say something. Then they penny pinch you on other things, and then they are okay with all this other stuff happening, and you just want to shake your head and go, what the heck? What the heck?
Yep, I would agree. Yeah. 350%. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. We're going to head over this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association reached a compromise with state lawmakers over its two-thirds vote requirement initiative for the November ballot. The state legislator voted to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot, which would tighten requirements for special tax initiatives. America's 250th anniversary is approaching this Saturday, July 4th. Pastorable's annual 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park kicks off at 4 p.m. Templeton's 4th of July parade starts at 9:30 a.m. at Templeton Park. Atascadero's 4th of July music festival starts at the Lake Bandstand from 2 to 8 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Awaiting Supreme Court end-of-term decisions on trans athletes and girls' sports and President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship.
Since its ratification following the Civil War, the 14th Amendment has been understood to grant U.S. citizenship to anyone born on American soil. An executive order from President Trump would end that for children born to parents in the country illegally or temporarily.
It's tremendously destructive. It's extremely costly. I don't know. It's up to them.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president's envoys in Qatar for indirect talks with Iran. Interior Secretary Burgum tells D.C. 4th of July visitors don't even think about vandalizing the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool.
It was heard in April. Most justices.
It's no different than if you walked up into the Lincoln Memorial and threw red paint on Lincoln's statue itself. I mean, that's, you're vandalizing a national monument.
America's listening to Fox News.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sun later on, high of 80. Clear tonight for the most part. Lows right around 50. We'll be in the low 70s for your Wednesday. Thursday, low to mid-70s, upper 70s on Friday. Saturday, perfect, low to mid-80s. Same Sunday, same Monday, and same Tuesday. Today's UV index will be 11, up and down, 5:51 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 55. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Six minutes away from 8, Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Drive-through chicken barbecue fundraiser by the Paso Robles Lions Club is coming up July 11th from 12 till 2. Tickets include 2 chicken halves, beans, salad, bread, and cookie. Now, you must purchase your tickets by July 3rd. Just go to PasoRoblesLionsClub.org. That will feed a family of 4, by the way. And they serve Paso Robles. Indeed, they do. All right, coming up, it's the August 8th, a tradition, kind of, the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers Cook-Off. And don't forget, it's in its 27th year. 27 years. Ultimate unlimited food and wine tasting, some music, and one of the Central Coast's most fun summer event. To this date, they've raised over $1 million for local high school seniors. So go online, Rotary, and also they have designated driver tickets available. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Let's see, Tuesday we have Nathan Gardner, Kelly Bonds, Jessica Platts, Ashlyn Domingo, Gene Miller, Chase Young, Mitch Montero. Chris Anderson's having a birthday. Kamana Menicky, Amber Robinson, Bob Ballantyne. We also have Bob and Gene Grogan. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all. On my right-hand side, where do we go? Where do we go? Dan Reeves, Pro Football Hall of Famer, not the coach, the owner of the Cleveland and Los Angeles Rams, 1912, 1971. Very good actress, Suzanne Hayward, 1917, 1975. Oh, man. Woo! Stormy Weather. Singer and actress Lena Horne, 1917, 2010. June Valley inflicted us with that Crying in the Chapel song, 1928, 1993. Harry Blackstone Jr., 1934, 1997. Tony Musante, The Judgment and Toma and Other Stuff, 1936, 2013. And Flo, She Don't Know, Cause the Boy She Loves is a Romeo. Flo Ballard of the Supremes, 1943, 1976. Glenn Sherrock, A Little River Band, 1944. Ron Swoboda, primarily with the Mets, 1944. Bill Lankitis played football for the Penn State University, 1946. Andy Scott, he's from the group Sweet that inflicted us with that Little Willie song, 1949. Oh, boy. Dire Straits, Hal Lindis, 1953. Mitch Redman, he was a good basketball player, 1965. Mike Tyson, 1966. Onward we go. Onward we go. This guy was the second best angel of all time, Garrett Anderson. He recently passed away. He was good. 1973, Chan Ho Park, pretty good pitcher, 1973. Let's see here. We go to, the best swimmer ever, Michael Phelps, 1985. And Trey Turner, good shortstop with the Nationals now, played with the Bums and others, San Diego and Washington. All right, he was born in 1993. Passing away, Pete Gray, the one-armed baseball player. He died in 2002. Chet Atkins, 2001. Spanky McFarland, Spanky and Our Gang. Remember the, I can't think. Little Rascals, right? Yeah, 1993. Very important person, James A. Dewar. He invented the Twinkie. He died in 1985. Lee DeForest, father of radio, 1961. And, Buddy Hackett, 2003. Gail Gordon, The Lucy Show, 1995, and that is it. Okay. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the greatest swimmer of all time. Yes, indeed. Michael Phelps goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. As it is the fifth Tuesday of the month, there will be no Paso Robles or Atascadero City Council meetings tonight. Additionally, last week was the last Paso Robles School Board meeting until the start of the 26-27 school year in August. The County DA's office celebrated the signing of AB 46 into law yesterday, citing it as a major victory for crime victims and public safety in California. The law will allow judges to deny mental health diversion for offenders when they pose a substantial and undue risk to the physical safety of others. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s, it's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Michael Phelps, he has 28 Olympic medals. Only 23 of them are gold. Pretty amazing. At one time, he was a world record holder in the 200 free, 100 meter, butterfly, 200-meter butterfly, 200-meter individual medley, and the 400-meter individual medley. Just absolutely amazing. You can't, it's almost stories you make up. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.